I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Extreme Christian persecution plagued China during the Cultural Revolution until 1976. Since then, persecution seems to have waned. But this year, Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says the persecution of Christians in China has gotten worse. Much worse. And this level of persecution is new to young believers in China.
They haven't been through it, so they haven't seen how God sustains Christians even through suffering. They haven't experienced that firsthand yet. And so especially pray for those young believers who are facing this kind of pressure and persecution for the first time.
Next, thousands of parents in Haiti have put children in orphanages because they couldn't provide for them. But Bethany Christian Services' Visionette DeMarrow says many orphanages don't give kids a future. But Bethany's foster and family preservation programs do. They provide schooling, and they share about Christ.
Most qualified foster parents, they are Christian. They use the Bible as an instrument to say it is a biblical mandate to take care of the children. This is our responsibility as a church to take care of the children.
And this summer, Triumphant Mercy Ministries held Bible Day camps and refugee camps across Lebanon. Nuna says kids of all ages eagerly learned what it means to be a child of God.
The response was so tremendous because of some people who just gave their hearts to Jesus. They said, I want to believe this Jesus. I just believe that he is the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice.
Now that the seeds are planted, pray that Triumphant Mercy Ministries can continue reaching Lebanon's refugees and bring families together in the name of Christ. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.